Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Whether it's brickies or coders or nurses, certain types of jobs are in high demand in an economy running at full employment. In the first instance, employers must try to source workers in Ireland or the EU, but if that fails, they could look for talent outside the EEA. Now the government has launched a consultation to expand the critical skills occupations list that can fast-track non-European workers into the country when it comes to getting a work permit. But where will they live is also a major question. Alan Dillon is the Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise with special responsibility for small business, who has also this week launched a new strategic review of the WRC. Good morning, Minister.
Morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Could I briefly get your reaction to the reports that Europe might have agreed a 15% tariff on goods sold into the US? I know it's not specifically your bailiwick.
Well, firstly, Joe, I think it is positive that both the European Union and the US administration have looked at a landing zone in relation to the extensive negotiations that have occurred over the past number of weeks and months. Within the Irish context, we have been very active within the Department of Enterprise through our key state agencies within Enterprise Ireland to try and support companies who may be adversely impacted in relation to the tariffs. So again, Joe, we'll await confirmation on what level of tariff will be implemented. But overall, I think it's really important in an Irish context that we do protect our really important sectors such as pharma, tech, agri-food to ensure that our Indigenous Irish companies aren't impacted at the levels that we expect, that we possibly expected previously when, President Trump issued tariffs in the region of 50%. So yeah, we'll have to look at the detail in its totality. And again, the Department of Finance has done a number of high level modelling through the RSI in terms of the impact and the overall impact and how that will impact the budgetary framework in October.
Brilliant. Now let's go to the critical skills occupations list. You've launched this consultation. What types of jobs do you want to see a lot more of from outside Europe?
Well, this consultation is a vital part of our ongoing review of the employment permit occupational list. And as you said earlier, we're opening it up for 8 weeks, and we would very much welcome submissions from employers, industry representatives and stakeholders who they themselves can provide evidence on where the skills shortage exists and where adjustments may be needed to the status of the current occupational list under the employment permit system. I suppose Ireland is currently at full employment. We've over 2.8 million people at work. Over 90,000 new jobs were created in the past year. So that's a strong position that we're in, but it also means that the certain sectors may find difficulty and struggle to find that talent that they need. So this review ensures that our employment permit system remains responsive, fair and fit for purpose. And, it supports the enterprises that are required to ensure that we can continue to grow our economy and indeed protect workers and help us plan for the future.
Okay. And it's not just well-paid jobs, is it? You've also expanded the list for general employment, i.e. to work in kitchens or as stewards in big matches, etc.
Well, I suppose if I look at the previous review that occurred back in 2023, there was a number of revisions to the occupations lists. We saw 11 new roles being added to the critical skills list. Over 32 roles were now eligible for the general employment permits. And these include healthcare roles, doctors, nurses, healthcare assistants. That sector alone accounts for over 26% of all permits that were issued in 2025. If you look at the ICT professionals, software developers, cybersecurity experts, etc., These roles are fundamental to our digital economy. You talked about earlier about the construction sector, which is, really significant in terms of meeting our housing targets, but also our infrastructural deficits and project engineers. And most recently, we've added town planner off planning officers to the critical skills list back in March of this year to help address the planning bottlenecks. So I suppose the focus here is not just about jobs or occupations. These are really, as I said earlier, key enablers for our economy, to drive growth, to maintain public services, and I suppose to protect Ireland's competitiveness on the global stage. So while we await the findings of the new review, the evidence is there from 2024 and the ongoing demand we've seen in 2025, that these sectors will continue to face pressures and shortages in terms of retaining talent.
And now I mentioned it at the start, where will these people live given the housing crisis we have? And who is responsible if these workers lose their jobs and have nowhere to live?
Well, again, it's the employer who works with the applicants in the application process. And again, it's about striking the balance between our domestic skilled force versus looking at migrant labour to fill the workforce gaps. And
so, is the employer responsible if they can't find somewhere suitable to live?
No, the employer, I suppose, is a sponsor in regards to ensuring that they deliver the employment permit within its required regime around ensuring that they have, the minimum salary thresholds, and they work closely with partners in terms of the recruitment process. But ultimately, it's up to the person themselves to find adequate accommodation outside the work environment. And we do know the challenges within housing. We do need to boost supply and continue our investment across apartment building, across affordable housing, across social and cost rental, and we'll continue to do that. And we've seen one of the largest investment projects through the National Development Plan, and I think that's really important that we continue that trajectory. However, I think if you look at the immediate and genuine skill shortage in many sectors, firstly, our economic migration policy is designed to meet the short to medium term labour needs, while continue to invest in the upskilling and development of our domestic workforce.
Yeah.
And secondly, these employment permits, they're not to substitute training Irish nationals. And I think, while they're a vital part of our labour market strategy, as I said, in healthcare, in ICT and construction, transport, where the demand is urgent and the skills are highly specialised.
Now, while I have you, I believe you're worried that there's not enough competition in the Irish supermarket sector.
Well, certainly we have a real challenge in relation to the costs of food in recent times. I suppose inflation has eased overall, but food prices remain stubbornly high. So I have firstly met with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, which I formally requested an update on their high-level analysis of the grocery retail sector. I think we need to know exactly where the pressure points are and crucially, who's profiting. And also, I've engaged with Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, and I welcome his support in regards to understanding the data from the CSO board, BIA, around the dynamic price input costs for many producers and wholesalers and retailers. But I think what's also really important is that we focus to ensure that we have an overall picture in relation to the competition. And indeed, the CCPC has robust powers to investigate any anti-competitive behaviour or misleading practices. And within that, they do look at the state of competition, and that
All
analysis
right.
is underway to ensure that we don't have an over-concentration of big supermarket chains, but also looking at any potential barriers to entry for new entrants. And I think that's really important. And I welcome the work who are an independent body, the CCPC, on this analysis.
Thanks, Alan. That's Alan Dillon there, the Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise with Special Responsibility for Small Business.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.